You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today we are talking about training through the festive season. It's that time of the year. A lot of people are hanging out on the dark sides. A lot of people wanting to stay focused, but also want to spend time with family. The juggle and struggle is real. Lindsay Parry, nice to have you with us. What advice can you give to somebody about training at this time of the year?
How's it, Brad? So, look, I think it's the perfect time of year, regardless of where you are in the world, to keep going, but also to really give yourself that mental break that you need from both the discipline of always having to do specific things at specific times, as well as from your normal life day to day, dropping kids off, picking kids up, doing your day job, whatever it is. We've all got these stresses. So for me, in the Northern Hemisphere, the weather is about to get really bad. It tends to be maybe cold and not amazing up until Christmas, and then January and February in the Northern Hemisphere, if it's going to get bad, that's when it tends to get really bad. So for most of us, I know there's a couple of cray-crays that are crazier than even the normal runner that are training for really extreme events and so on. And in the Southern Hemisphere, for the most part, that time of year is also incredibly hot, so it's not the time of the year that you're going to get the best out of yourself on any performance anyway. So for me, the December period is a good period to tone the training down a little bit, get out there, keep going, kind of reset the clock, focus on a couple of easy aerobic runs, and then to be particularly kind to yourself if you are someone who celebrates Christmas, for example, and certainly if you're someone who celebrates the New Year, those kind of 3 or 4 days is really not to beat yourself up about it. So a couple of tricks that I use, of course, because we do want to do something and we want to keep going, because what we really want to try and do is land up early in January in a good state of mind and having done enough so that we can really kick on and start training. Because for most of us, whether we're in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere, the races that we're really targeting, those are going to start firing up late February at the earliest, but generally March, April, as we're moving into spring and autumn, depending on whether you're Northern or Southern Hemisphere. But that's what we want to train for. So we don't want to train hard through December and arrive tired in January. But we do want to keep going, and we want to tick over at a fairly reasonable rate. So just a couple of tricks that I use. And the main one of those being always train in the morning, okay? On holiday, it's a proper recipe for success, because you don't have to wake up early bells, because we don't have to lift people anywhere or get to work by a specific time. But if we do train at a reasonable hour, we'll also have our exercise done. It means we don't interfere with the family and what the family's got planned, and it means that if something exciting crops up at lunchtime, we can dive in guilt-free and enjoy ourselves and relax. We don't have this run that we or strength training that we've got hanging over our head. So that, for me, is probably the most important thing to do. And look, you probably, for some people, this is probably an unhealthy mechanism, but it's certainly something that works for me. And it's not just about the time saving, but I know that if I've got my 4 days of training that I'm going to be doing on holiday, it also means all the other things that come with holiday I absolutely can do guilt-free, and I don't worry too much about what I am eating or drinking. And you can turn it into a fun thing. My daughter came to me this year and said, "Dad, I know that none of the people that I swim against are going to be training this holiday, but where we're going, is there a pool? Because if there's a pool, can you swim with me twice a week so that I can keep up my training. And when I come back next year, I'm going to get, I can have a chance of being ahead of some of the girls that are ahead of me. And I was like, of course. So there's an opportunity for me to spend some time with my daughter. We pencil in two swims a week. And that's the my second tip is to still have a routine. Don't beat yourself up if you slip something here or there on holiday, but have a routine. Know what days you're going to do things. Set the boundaries and expectation with your family and include your family as far as possible.
And I speak from experience, lay off the mince pies.
That's easy for me. I don't like anything with orange peel in it, and people insist on putting orange peel in mince pies.
Awesome. Lindsay, thank you so much. Much appreciated. We'll catch up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.